keeping in touch. The internet is a wonderful way to keep in touch with friends, family and colleagues, both past and present. This podcast will introduce you to Skype and social media, including Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn. Skype is free to download to computers, smartphones, TVs and tablets, and allows you to video call your contacts who are also on Skype. While Skype does not replace outgoing phone line, it does provide the opportunity to reduce costly telephone calls when contacting friends or family in the UK and overseas. Plus, with the added advantage of being able to see them and for them to see you. To register, simply click on the Join button and follow the simple steps which follow. Once registered, you can access your Skype account and contact friends for free from any internet device wherever you are in the world. Skype also tells you when a contact is online, so you can be sure to call them when you know they're there. Or alternatively, you could use the real-time chat facility instead. Social media refers to the means of interaction amongst people in which they create, share, exchange and comment on content amongst themselves in virtual communities and networks. The most popular social networking sites are Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter. As of March 2013, Facebook has over a billion users registered worldwide, with 665 million users online every day. The minimum age to register is 13, and you must register before being able to use the site or to look for friends. After registration, you create a personal profile with photos, add other users as friends, exchange messages, and receive automatic notifications when they update their profile. Additionally, users may join common interest groups. Facebook is also used by companies and charities to raise awareness of their products, services, and campaigns. There are various privacy settings that you should pay close attention to, determining who has access to your page and information. Facebook is a great way to keep in contact with friends and family. You can see photos, read their profiles, updates, and chat online. There are many other functions on Facebook. Many people have a negative preconception about the site, and whilst it does have its issues, the best way to make up your mind is to give it a try. If you decide it's not for you, your profile can easily be deleted. Similar to Facebook, LinkedIn is a professional social network for people to connect with colleagues and business associates. It also offers a job search, events information, special interest groups and messaging facilities. LinkedIn is particularly useful when job searching, reconnecting with ex-colleagues and for showcasing experience. There are currently around 175 million members worldwide and it's free to register. Launched in July 2006, Twitter is an online social networking service that enables users to send and read text-based messages of up to 140 characters, known as tweets. At the end of 2012, Twitter had over 500 million users, generating over 340 million tweets every day. Everyone, anywhere in the world, can join in. Users can follow and have access to the opinions and information shared by experts, politicians, authors, celebrities, and more. Tweeters can comment and share comments from other people by retweeting them to their own followers. As with Facebook, there are various privacy settings to allow users to control what information is displayed and who can see it. The power of Twitter is that worldwide news can now be broadcast by anyone, as it happens. rather than waiting for it virtual press releases. When lots of people are talking about the same subject on Twitter, it's said to be trending. Many employers also use Twitter to advertise jobs, as it's free, and the tweet is often retweeted across the Twitter community, reaching a larger audience. By following friends, family, people or organisations which interest you, you will receive real-time tweets as and when news happens. For more information on how to download and use Skype, Facebook, Twitter and LinkedIn, visit GCF Learn or Digital Unite. If you're on a prospect branch committee or section, don't forget that social media is also a great way to engage and communicate with potential new and existing members. Prospect also has a Facebook page and various Twitter accounts, so why not register to keep up to date with news? We hope that this podcast has helped you to raise your awareness around social media. A written transcript, including all the relevant website addresses, is available as an accompanying document from the Prospect website. Thanks for listening.